Hey, it's Daniel, and I'm quickly interrupting your AC podcast feed to tell you about a new show that I'm really excited about. It's called Waveform, and it's by somebody you're probably familiar with, MKBHD Marques Brownlee. He has a brand new podcast after years of being asked about it over and over again. He is moving from YouTube to your ear holes, and if you're looking for deeper dives into the tech that he talks about on his YouTube show every week, this is the podcast for you. You'll get the latest on the iPhone to the Galaxy to the Pixel and everything in between. Waveform will also give you deep dive interviews with many of the experts and celebrities that you want to hear from. Previously, MKBHD has interviewed Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Kobe Bryant, and more, and you're going to get the lowdown from all of those big shots in the tech industry. So while you're listening to this clip, go subscribe to Waveform, the MKBHD podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find a link in the episode notes that will take you right to the show. Okay, thanks for listening, and go subscribe to Waveform, MKBHD's podcast. It's a great listen. But listen to it right after you hear the latest AC podcast. Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, what's up, everybody? It's Marques here, aka MKBHD, here along with my co-host for Waveform, Andrew Manganelli.
What's up, everyone?
Okay, so before we get into the main topics, because we're going to have topics, and it's sort of like a chat show of a whole bunch of tech things, let's just talk for a second about what Waveform is, because there's a bunch of tech podcasts already. There's a bunch of YouTuber podcasts already. So I'll just talk about what Waveform is for a second. So for everyone who's a new listener, which is everyone. So we've had the YouTube channel, the MKBHD channel, just at 9 million subscribers, by the way. Shout out to everyone who is subscribed. Thank you. I think the best way to describe this podcast is a combination of my extra thoughts and feelings on the gadgets, on the tech, and then also a lot of behind the scenes. So we'll have like conversations around the studio about things like while we're shooting videos, or we come into work a little bit early and like kind of rant about something and like, well, you know, that would have done pretty great actually as a podcast.
I wish we recorded that.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the sort of thing that's going to show up. And then we'll also have, I think, a little bit of an interview style thing. They're not super formal interviews, but I feel like we can have YouTubers on, we can have people in tech business on, and it all sort of flows into one place. So we just have a place to share it now. So I want to start off by introducing a couple of things that I think can be great regularly occurring segments. Number one, I think we're going to do this podcast pretty regularly, and there's going to be videos in between. We can talk about things that happened on YouTube and in videos since the last podcast. Mm-hmm. So that would make, you know, the last video was the Redmi K20 Pro and then the Note 10 impressions. And we're going to dive into Note 10.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's one thing. And then another is just like things that have happened in the tech world in the news that honestly, we come into the studio and we talk about this news, and we'll also have Brandon and Vin in here all the time. And we'll just talk about like, oh, what? Tesla's adding a bunch of superchargers to Wawa stations. That's an awesome like little bit of news. And then we'll talk about it for 10 minutes and then we don't really share it or tweet it or anything. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what this will be. That jumps us right into our big topic.
Mm-hmm.
Samsung Galaxy Note 10. Is this the death of the headphone jack? Is this it?
It's hard to say no. I mean, like, after it, Samsung's kind of was our savior for so long. They were the no compromises, what you called the Note 9.
What's the phrase? You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become a villain. Well, that's where we're at with Samsung right now. They've dropped their first flagship without a headphone jack.
So now that we've declared that Samsung is the villain, you did a poll recently on Twitter just about the headphone jack that I thought was pretty interesting. Do you want to share the results of that?
So I did a poll on Twitter. It was a 24-hour poll. Mm-hmm. And I had a sort of a theory on the headphone jack, and I wanted to see how far off I was, because I feel like in this tech world, we might be in a little bit of a bubble sometimes about things like headphone jacks. But I tested it. I said, how much does a headphone jack weigh into your next smartphone buying decision?
Mm-hmm.
I tried to give sort of a positive, neutral, and negative.
Yeah, can I take a quick guess? I haven't seen I voted and I saw the results like right when you posted it. But
okay.
So I feel like your poll like you said, we're in this bubble. Mm-hmm. Your poll is not going to show what the average consumer thinks. I think we all can agree on that. That doesn't mean
yes,
it should, something should take away. I would assume that the poll is going to be very pissed off that the headphone jack is gone.
It was actually sort of surprising. So the top option of none, I don't care, I already lost the headphone jack, mm-hmm. versus it would be a nice bonus, like sort of a meh in the middle, versus I 100% need a phone with the jack. Mm-hmm. The winner was I don't care, I already lost the jack at 40%.
That's interesting.
But then right in the middle at 36% was meh, would be a nice bonus. And then pulling up the rear at 24% was I need the headphone jack. So the smallest amount of people mm-hmm. need the headphone jack, and the most amount of people are over it.
But then what I find interesting is Note 10's not giving you a dongle either. Only USB-C headphones. So like, right. Yeah.
Yeah, only USB-C headphones in the box. No dongle included in the box. I know a lot of guys switching to no headphone jack or at least including that dongle.
Yeah, Pixel 3 did at least.
So the Note is in a sort of an interesting place. And that kind of brings us to the rest of the Note, because there's a sort of a feeling about the Galaxy Note that it's less of a power user's phone. But here's my stance on the Note, because mm-hmm. there's the Note 10 and then the Note 10 Plus.
Yep.
And I didn't have enough time to really talk through all of this in the video. This is perfect for the podcast. Mm-hmm. Instead of seeing it as a Note 10 and a Note 10 Plus, yep. like a normal phone and a big phone, it really, really is, to me, the Note 10 Plus is the next Note.
Yep.
And the Note 10 is an additional Note that's smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a Note 10 and a Note 10 minus or light.
Yeah, there's a Reddit, a really good Reddit, comment calling it the Note 10 and the Note 10 E.
Yeah, yeah.
Which you would hope, though, the Note 10 E would be a bit cheaper, but that's what it feels like. It feels like the...
Yeah, I mean, it's a knockdown in price, not by a ton, but it's $950. It's a 1080p screen. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have expandable storage. It has less RAM. It has all these things that are just a little bit knocking it down. But the size is really what they're doing, is they're offering a Note to people who are, I don't know if intimidated is the right word, but they didn't really want that gigantic phone.
Yeah, the only problem I see with that is like there are power users who want that version of a smaller phone too. True. So it's really unfortunate that let's give you all the specs in the big one, but if you want the small one, you're going to lose. And you're not just losing one or two things.
Yeah.
There is a big difference between the specs they have in the Plus and the specs they have in the regular.
Yeah. This has been a fun little first discussion, and we'll get way deeper into, I think, some crazy topics in the next couple of weeks, especially as these devices actually start to come out. But yeah, that's where we're at right now. So that's been episode one of Waveform in the books. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. There will also be some additional versions of this podcast coming soon, but we'll get more into that later as we dive into it. Thank you for listening. Wow, I'm usually saying for watching,
but yeah,
thank you for listening.
It's different.
I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.